Welcome back to Talks with CHC, where we may end up talking until the sun sets. Hi everyone, it's CHC. Today we'll be talking about what you should do to be successful in a programming course for beginners. When I first started programming, I struggled a lot. And because of that, I can tell you it's not something that came easy to me. Now that I'm a more seasoned programmer, let me tell you about what you should do to succeed. To start, read the textbook. Yeah, I know it might not be fun, but you have to read that textbook more than once. Read it 2 times, once before your class and once more after. Before you go to class, not only should you read the textbook, but you need to take notes on the important concepts that stick out to you, whether that be an actual concept, a function or command, or a definition of a term. It helps to actually type or write things out because it tends to stick with you more than if you were to just read the textbook. After you write those notes, take it to class and add what is being taught in class to your notes. After class, review your notes and open the textbook to read again. When you do this, things start to come together. Now you've heard and seen everything at least 3 times. Once you start getting more interactive with the content, you begin to learn more. In addition to reading the textbook and taking notes, find practice problems to do. If your textbook doesn't offer any, then go on to reddit.com and find practice problems on a subreddit called r/programminghelp. There are no spaces. Here, they don't offer you complete practice problems, but there are people who post about needing help with their code. You can get practice by attempting to solve their code by doing it yourself, and then checking if you've done it right by reading the solutions that are offered in the comments. Similarly, you can go onto Stack Overflow and do the same thing. Just browse through the posts and click on a problem that interests you and relates to the programming that you are learning. Practice is everything. Using these websites will give you the opportunity to read and practice solving other people's codes, as well as learn from their mistakes and avoid doing what they did yourself. Finally, the last advice that I have to give you is to use YouTube. It's an amazing source for students. You get people all around the world teaching you how to program. If one person's teaching style doesn't match yours, then you can easily find another. On YouTube, you can pause and replay things at any time. This can give you a chance to catch up on your note-taking and have some time to completely understand the concepts being taught. Just search up the concepts you're having trouble with and then browse through the videos to find the one that will help you the most. The video that will work for each person is different because everyone has different problems and a different way of understanding things. Because of that, I won't go into too much detail about who to watch and what to watch. And it looks like time is up, so I'll end my advice giving here. Don't be discouraged if you don't succeed in coding right off the bat. Programming is difficult. You might run into a lot of problems as you go through your programming course, but keep in mind that there are a lot of ways you can mitigate those hardships. Remember, read your textbook and take notes, use online resources like Reddit, Stack Overflow, and YouTube, and most importantly, practice, practice, practice. Following these tips will help you succeed in your programming course just as it did for me. I wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you next time. Bye! Disclaimer, all of the sound effects and background music are not mine. All sound effects are from freesound.org, and the background music is from pixabay.com. Please refer to these websites for the rights and licensings. Thank you!